Hello and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DeNicola.
So Andy's going to share a little of his testimony and his story of God's power and his might in his life. Amen?
Amen. Hang on one second. Let me get my thing going here. Okay, this is a poor man's iPad. Yeah, it works. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 10 talks about the Israelites back in Exodus and the wanderings, and says how those things are examples for us. And the Greek word is, it means types. You know, those are types that we can apply to our walk. And that was actually very true in my journey, my spiritual journey also. So I was born at a very young age, and I grew up in kind of a house that was, they were kind of atheist, kind of overly intellectual. My mom is half Jewish, so I'm a quarter Jewish also. I had a lot of expectations to succeed and all that. And that was like kind of my Egypt for, you know, the types with Israel. There's a town in Egypt called Fullerton also. And my exodus from the world into the Christian life came when I was at college. I went to UC Irvine, and I became a Christian when I was about 19 or 20. And I was just invited to a Bible study, and really coming from a home where I didn't know anything about the Bible, it sounded interesting. It's like, oh, I'd never heard of people actually studying the Bible. There might be something interesting in there to learn. So I went. And I found where I was in my notes. Okay. So for a couple of years, I just, I learned. I asked lots of questions. And the group that God led me to was really good, because their motto was, or, you know, whatever, their, I guess, motto was, you know, tough questions and honest answers, which was great for me, because I really just wanted truth. So after a couple of years, I had gotten all the questions I needed answered. I came to Christ very logically. It made sense. So I accepted Christ. And it wasn't one of a big emotional thing like a lot of people have. I mean, I had emotions. I was thankful for his death and sacrifice and everything. I understood all that, but it was just a very it was more of a logical coming than than most people that I hear. Anyway, I was baptized into Christ, just like the Israelites were baptized through the Red Sea under Moses, as 1 Corinthians 10:2 says, and Christ became my Savior, just as like Yahweh became Israel's Savior back then. And that whole journey of coming to Christ was, and kind of the my first steps into the Christian life, the newborn Christian, was actually tough. It was hard to learn to walk by faith, and what all that means and everything. And you know, even looking back at my grades at UC, I can tell that it was tough, because they weren't that great. But and looking back at Israel, it was also a tough experience for them. Those you know, first time through like the wilderness, as God was preparing them to enter the land. Unfortunately, like Israel, all the faith and all of the miracles and all of the provision that like God was like giving them in the desert didn't produce the faith that like God wanted for them to be able to enter the land. And at the end, Israel fell. And likewise, in my life, all the stuff that I'd went through, all the information that I got, didn't produce the amount of faith that I needed to really progress into a more spiritual, you know, mature life. And kind of like the Israelites, I still had I still had my, you know, foot in the world. And there were just things in the world that I couldn't give up. That I just, okay, I'll have this, and I'll have all of the Christian life also. And so, God was there with me for several years, but eventually, just like the Israelites, the Israelites failed to enter the land. They were afraid, and they couldn't give up some of the things about their life in like Egypt. And eventually, after years and years, God will finally say, okay, I'm just going to wait for you. I'm going to put you over here. Whenever you are done, you know, living in this way, even though it wasn't necessarily a, you know, bad way, but by like the world standards, God just leaves you there until you are actually ready to progress. And so, kind of like the Israelites, they had to wander through the desert for 40 years in order for that part of them to die off. I had to wander in the desert for about 10 years since I'm a quarter Jewish. And so, like that, okay. And so at the end of that wandering, the part of me that had to die came in that, or that, that, that like death came in the form of me crying out to God literally in the parking lot before I went to work this one day. I just said, you know, God, you know, please just take my life and do something with it to give me purpose and meaning. And at that point, God said, okay, finally. And at that point, he started working, and he started bringing me back. I didn't realize it until later that he had done that, that he had started at that point, but he really did. And so, you know, all of this life that I had built, you know, I'd been married before, I'd had a house, cars, whatever, nothing spectacular, but it was like okay by the world standards, but by God's standards, it wasn't anything. And so, I had to go through a divorce. I had to, you know, kind of like rid my like life of everything that I had, you know, quite literally. And kind of in that point, I had I had gotten divorced, and I got rid of all the stuff. I sold the house that I had. And I got laid off at the same time too. But at that point, God provided for me to go to Israel at that point with Randy. And at that point, God had like started bringing me back to himself. And there we go. So it's very important to not only... When you accept Christ, you become a Christian. You know, at that point, it's not over. It's just beginning. You have to progress into maturity. You have to, after making Christ your Savior, he has to become your, you know, Lord, also. And that's easy to say, but it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. And I found that you have to ask him to do it, because you trying to do it, you're not going to do it. You have to ask God to bring you the people you need to encourage you, the things to learn, but he has to be the one to do everything. So when the Israelites finally got into the land, that's kind of the type of mature Christian walk. Now the Israelites weren't perfect in the land. They still had a lot of things that they didn't do well, and me too. I haven't done a lot, everything perfect. I've failed at a lot of things still, but the only difference is, God is like the one who is working on me, and I'm allowing him to. And so anything that I've done or doing, and you know, I don't want to sound like a specific president, but anything that I've done, it hasn't been me, it's been somebody else. But that someone has been God, not the government. So this is really important for us to all understand, because the time is truly short. And one quote that I had was Amos 8:11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of a bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord God, of the Lord. And so it's so important for us to really learn the word and to really progress to that spiritual maturity where we're like God wants us to be, so that God can use us. So it's not anything where we ever get there into, well, the rapture, but and then we'll be somewhere else. But anyway, it's just that's just a very important thing. So, amen.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends, and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.